Whole Life Expo 2018 is Canada's largest showcase of natural health and green living now in its 32nd year. Ooh. The show has 200 exhibitors and 80-plus speakers from across North America and beyond. It's taking place at the Metro Toronto Convention Centre North Building this weekend. And with us to talk about it is holistic nutritionist and the spokesperson for Whole Life Expo, Julie Danilek. Good morning.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you.
Yeah.
Now, you're here to talk about life hacks for longevity particularly, correct?
Yes, that's actually my topic at the expo this weekend.
Okay,
and
great.
I am so in love with this topic because I believe it's so possible to extend not only our lifespan, but our health span. That length of time in which we stay healthy and happy.
And it's so much more than just about food, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. There's now a real understanding that there's four pillars to longevity.
Okay.
One of them being authentic movement. So moving beyond needing to go to a gym, that's really not done by many of the people who go over 100 years old. They have more of a real authentic movement where they're gardening, they're taking their grandkids to school, they're walking their dog, like that.
So instead of like riding a spin cycle, actually riding a bike type of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Right.
And then beyond that, the other one that's extremely important is having purpose. Mm. So I really think it's key that if you're about to retire, that you find your real passion and you move into volunteer work and enjoying your life with purpose and having really checking off those wonderful bucket list items and making sure that you really enjoy them. And then the next big thing is love and connection, having a great community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I find as people get older, it can be a little isolating.
Sure.
So that's where it's so important to dig deep. Mm-hmm. You know, Facebook can be handy for that, where we get in touch with our old friends. I find women help women live longer. It's been proven if you have five girlfriends that you do live longer. So it's great to stay in touch. And also, women help their men live longer.
Yes.
So it is important to keep that in mind.
Well, I better get out there and get some more girlfriends.
Having those good, deep talks, right?
Yeah,
Very important.
It's true, but sometimes you're just so busy. But at the same time, I know sometimes on the weekends, I want solitude, but then I think, oh, but I miss this person, you know?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But we do have dogs, and that helps too.
Yeah. It's,
oh, sure.
Oh, they pop your oxytocin huge. So
really?
Pets are amazing, yes. So pets, what I find interesting is dogs produce twice as much oxytocin, which is the love and connection hormone that makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
Twice as much as a cat, because a cat will hide under the bed and say, screw you, where a dog will always be present to love you, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely vote for the dogs.
Scientific proof. Dogs are better than cats.
No, my dog does make me happy, actually.
Yes.
It is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you also have here anti-inflammatory food.
Oh, absolutely. That is the key one. As a nutritionist, of course, that's going to be the bulk of my lecture, getting to the key messages. The big one being, amongst all the longest living humans, there's a continuity of good fats. So focusing on healthy fats, whether it be avocado, omega-3 is extremely important. It helps to thin the blood and lower your blood pressure. So that's key. And reducing inflammation in the joints, which is such a key piece as we age. So yeah, omega-3 is great, along with vitamin D. Is so important.
Hard to find vitamin D, though, isn't it?
It is. And that's why I really like using...
These past couple of weeks,
there hasn't been one sunny day.
I know.
It's been so cloudy. So that's why supplementing that. Like, I like to take something like Nutri-C, which is omega-3, with vitamin D, so I immediately have it. Because it's hard to get that heavy-duty seafood in this world when you consider how landlocked we are in the middle of Canada.
Yeah,
it's not like we have fresh fish every day.
So you also include vitamin C in your diet, vitamins, even though you can get it in your food?
Yeah, that's one thing to keep in mind is if you lived in Japan and you have piles and piles of omega-3 naturally, you wouldn't need it. Mm. So I really say instead of just blanketing what you need, look at the deficiencies. And what I find interesting is omega-3 is actually now considered vitamin F, vitamin F because we can't make omega-3 outside our body. We have to eat it.
Right.
And it's very, very deficient because most people have 20 times the amount of omega-6 in their diet from canola and corn and soy and cottonseed
right.
and all that processed food. That they don't get enough omega-3 that's powerfully anti-inflammatory, reducing their risk of having inflammatory conditions.
So then you recommend those like omega-3 capsules?
Yeah, other capsules or a great tasting liquid like the Nutri-C that has the vitamin D right in there, which is good for bone strength and good for immunity.
Right. Yeah.
And then I also really think that we can focus on how can we implement that in a smoothie, put it in a salad dressing so that you don't feel like you have to constantly pop capsules.
Right.
You can
right.
enjoy it as a food item.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about such things as gluten-free diets? So a person that sort of totally cuts whole wheat out of their diet. What do you think?
Well, I think we need to discover what our personal intolerances and food allergies are. Because if we are intolerant to it, then it can cause inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really a nice thing is I'd like to investigate someone's diet and help them write a food journal and then really see, why don't we pull this food out for a month and see if it makes you feel better. And then we'll put a test in where we put the food back in and really see whether we see any immune system reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that's been helping a lot of people is doing their own detective work instead of just taking the latest trend.
Yes, Mike, you know about detective
personal.
Work.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do
really
that very
important.
Carefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can enjoy lots of flours made from almond meal
for
or
sure.
hemp hearts.
Other things, yeah.
Yeah, besides
exactly.
just always having one type of flour.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I buy an omega-3 bread that is gluten-free.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's also like $9.
But for those of you who find digestive inflammation and joint pain, it has been a big life changer for so many who
right?
are inflamed
is
by gluten.
Right?
Well, I'm gonna be a little personal here and just jump in and say, okay, I'm a type 1 diabetic. What do you recommend?
I really find it interesting. We talked omega-3. Did you know that increases insulin sensitivity, which is really good? So we need to increase that the insulin sensitivity so we can drive the sugars inside your cells better.
Mm-hmm.
But as a type 1 diabetic, you've had insulin for a while. Let's also really work with some powerful antioxidants that increase your insulin sensitivity and some wonderful ones that come to mind. Have you heard of alpha-lipoic acid?
Yes.
Is really popular.
Yeah.
And actually, bilberry extract, which is just British blueberries, so I'm sure blueberries will help, is a low glycemic food. But that dark skin, that pigment, is extremely good for a person with type 1 diabetes.
It also stains your clothes. So make sure you're wearing a colorful shirt.
I'll do that.
Or a
I'll
bib.
Exactly.
It's never too early to start with that.
No, you are the spokesperson. So what else will you be talking about throughout the weekend?
Oh, it's so exciting. On Friday, we have the opportunity to interview a couple who actually created the Murdoch Mysteries.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
So the Bison family are going to be down and really talking about how they stay healthy. So that'll be a huge highlight of the show.
Great.
And also, I'm just so excited to see how many different types of practitioners we have. So come down if you want to find the real latest pain relieving techniques.
Okay.
Check out the latest massage therapy techniques. Like, I love Thai massage.
Yes.
There's so many cool new things, and also the latest food trends like sweet potato noodles or raw cocoa. There's a wonderful, so many great exhibitors that are bringing food to the table that you've never seen, but is not just delicious, but also healthy and really healing.
Oh, great. Well, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to have everyone come down, and I look forward to meeting anyone who comes on down.
Well, Julie, we really appreciate your coming in today.
Thank you.
And giving us
super
a little heads up on all of this.
Yeah, great.
We've been speaking with holistic nutritionist Julie Danilek. She's also the spokesperson for the Whole Life Expo. And that's taking place this weekend, Friday from 4 to 9, Saturday from 11 to 8, and Sunday from 10 to 6. And you can get more information, buy tickets and everything at wholelifeexpo.ca. Thanks very much.
Thank you.